Welcome once again, Above the Plane. I'm Jake Lawrence, your host. As we transition into fall from summer, I believe that there are certain feelings, emotions, energy patterns, maybe ambitions or lack of ambition that can start to creep into the system or maybe become just more relevant. You know, you may be just more aware of yourself feeling differently, okay? There's a shift in the air. Now, depending where you're at, in the world, sometimes that is an abrupt shift. Sometimes it's gentle. Sometimes that summer to fall is not too drastic of a change, you know, as far as weather-wise. But I believe energy levels, you know, if you look at the flow of the year in the way that our energy kind of builds and blooms and blossoms in the spring, it kind of festers in the summer, and then it starts to cool a little bit, fall into the winter. I think we should structure our lives around these transitions. So today I want to speak just on that summer to fall transition and how I experience it and kind of where my mind goes. Now, summer is a period of, for me, it's extended endurance activities that invite me into, you know, prolonged movement outside, right? So I'm out in the sun, I'm moving, whether that's on the bike, paddleboard, or just in a pair of shoes running. I'm covering some terrain, right? I'm working with that daylight, I'm using it, you know? And I'm also being respectful of the heat, temperature, and some of the extremes that do permeate that time of year. You know, so I'm avoiding those midday activities, trying to stay out of the sun, out of the heat as much as possible. And summer really affords us the possibility to do that with the long evenings and early mornings of daylight. So you can kind of plan your day around those things. If you need to avoid some of the heat, it's easy to do. So going from that as the main driver for me is just being active, being physical, living the lifestyle to a transition where days get shorter, it's darker in the morning, starts to get darker at night. I'm switching to more of a strength-based approach. Workouts are shorter, sometimes very short, sometimes fractured, meaning I'm doing a short session here and there throughout the day, 5 to 10 minutes, and that adds up into just touch base and engaging with my fitness when I want to change my state. So to do that, I use calisthenics and strength training-based exercises that I can do anywhere. As far as cardio, it generally stays less than 75 minutes just because, again, I'm being a little bit more lenient on the time, or I'm doing more, even starting to do more indoor workouts. And with them, you know, being on the bike or the treadmill, it's less duration, maybe slightly more intensity, okay? And when I'm going outside, if I'm going for a run, generally I don't have a target, like an ultra marathon or a long distance race on the schedule. So I'm just going out for, you know, could be as little as 3, could be as many as 7 or 8 miles, but trying to keep it in that range where, you know, if the distance is short and manageable, it invites me to do some more intervals or to take certain runs maybe a little bit harder, or even to focus on some steady state running where I'm kind of going out, and once I'm warm, I'm hitting a pretty hot pace until I finish that run, you know? So I'm working on some speed. Again, what you're hearing here is a polarity in training, right? But it's seasonal. So summer, longer, slower, more exploratory, letting the intense amount of repetition kind of work on the system and the body, intense, or I could say high even. And then going into the fall, you're increasing intensity, decreasing repetition, distance, and duration. You know, so it just gives the body a different feel. And I also feel this, the effects of this hormonally. Okay, so, you know, extended endurance, all that extended time moving does tend to fatigue the system, right? And you know, it invites you to some deep sleep and relaxation, but it kind of has me hungry and constantly in a repair mode with my body. Just part of the process. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's just something to be aware of. And then with the, you know, more high intensity strength, shorter duration workouts, I feel a little bit more energized. Okay. Also, I do start to gain a little bit of weight this time of year. But again, I think that's healthy to have a shift and just let the body change a little bit, you know, with the seasons. And, you know, when we do put on a little bit of weight and muscle, it tends to insulate us for the cold winter months if they are coming post-fall, again, depending on where you live. But so let those changes, and don't fight it. You know, don't try to keep everything steady and constant throughout the year. You know, schedule in some transitions, right? So if you feel like something's getting stagnant and you are an endurance athlete or somebody who's spends a lot of time doing cardio, maybe it's time for a shift. Maybe it's time to do some yoga. You know, maybe you need to change your program up where you're doing more strength training, okay? Varying the tempo of your workouts, right? So there's lots of things, specific things we can employ here. But again, let your body transition and change. And also just realize that you need to train differently when we're trying to build strength versus build endurance, right? So you need to give yourself more rest. You need to approach things with more intensity. And with a combination of those two, if you're looking at a 30-minute time window, you may only spend 12 of those minutes actually in exercise, right? That other two-thirds or so might be spent in recovery, okay? So think about it that way. And, you know, just let yourself relax before you do put in an effort, you know, that is more intense and more demanding on the strength system. So that transition for me, fall, it feels like it comes naturally because I am an endurance athlete and I do kind of finish my seasons with a race in September, early September usually. So then there's a period of recovery, transition into that fall. I say period, it's just generally a couple weeks, and then I get moving with a different stimulus. So be open to that change. You know, quiet the ego a little bit. The ego may want you to maintain what you've been doing, okay, because it's easy to judge and maybe feel successful within those parameters, but pivot and let your energy shift, okay? And it may take a while, but like anything, we have to persist in those first couple weeks before we really feel a groove in that new element. And again, it's setting you up for a successful winter as well. You know, again, when we keep losing daylight, as we are now, as we will for a while, we want to make sure that our workouts can fit during those peak light hours, or that we're doing enough to change our energy, to change our chemistry, to create that energy and excitement throughout our day, so we can be successful, so we can feel like high performing individuals. Because again, our workouts are designed to elevate our mental state, our physical state, and really promote this idea that we are engaged in the present, okay, in creating an exciting future outcome, you know, which you always can live each and every moment, but that's going to compound, you know, as day one leads to day three, leads to day seven, to 28, and so on. So get after it. Enjoy the beauty of simplicity. Be aware of how it allows you to enter into similar activities day by day, you know, because we're not going through an intense breakdown with these prolonged workouts. So we can be more consistent with fewer exercises and see improvement and go deeper within those exercises because we can do them more frequently, right? So not longer, just more frequently. And that frequency, again, is going to be repetition, which it's going to help you develop a lot of skill. So transition smoothly. Understand that summer's long, fall's a little bit shorter, okay? The sun is less intense, more welcoming for us to get out. There's midday times. And generally just accept the invitation when it's offered to you and learn to flow with the seasons and relate them to and be open to changing as they change. Till next time, onward and upward.